The Friend Magazine for January 2015. Contents: Friends by Mail. Flying with the Friend, Emily W., Lucille N., CJ W., and Benjamin N. Help Through Tough Times, Elena F. How My Family Uses the Friend, Maya Carson, and Savannah A. Dear Friends, You Are the Savior's Hand, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Helping the Savior, Give Us a Hand. Music, Holding Hands Around the World, by Janice Kapp Perry. The Secret Weapon, Jessica Larson. Family Fun Time, Social Skills. Newsflash from Matt and Mandy. Aaliyah's New Ring, by April N. Perry. Family History Mystery, The Heirloom. Bright Idea, I Am a Child of God. Connor to the Rescue, by Casey Tross. Fun Stuff, Sunday Mix-Ups. Primary Visitor, by Ari Van de Graaff. Tie Tangle, by John Clark. Bulletin Board. The Best Test I Ever Failed, by June Haskell. Show and Tell. New Testament Scripture Challenge. Fun Stuff. Hidden Picture, by Val Chadwick Bagley. How Can the Scriptures Help Me, by President Boyd K. Packer. Watch Out for Crocodiles, by President Boyd K. Packer. Doing Something Good with My Time, by Clayton W. Articles of Faith 1 and 2. Prayer on the Bus, by Mitzi Jimenez Ramirez. Fun Stuff, Sophia's Long Ride. Coloring Page, Following Jesus. Mommy's Flower Garden, by Jane McBride Choate. Flower Garden Fun, A Journey to Learn About Jesus Christ. Fun Stuff, New Testament Fun. Poem, Scripture Treasures, by Patty Johnson. The Piano Recital, by Liesl R. Shurtleff. Abby's Top 10 List, by Sister Rosemary M. Wixom. Your Top 10 List. P.S. Jesus Teaching in the Temple. Dear Parents and Teachers. End of Contents. Read by Spencer Carter.
Friends by Mail. Help Through Tough Times. This summer, with my babysitting money, I bought an iPod, and now I listen to The Friend on it. I love The Friend. As soon as it comes in the mail, I sit down and read it page by page. My sister has cancer, and The Friend is helping me through the tough times and has given me hope. Elena F., age 11, Utah, USA. Note: Listen to The Friend online at friend.lds.org.
Flying with the Friend. We take the Friend with us on the plane when we fly to visit our cousins on the East Coast, the West Coast. We read The Friend from coast to coast. Emily W., Lucille N., CJ W., and Ben N., ages 10, 8, 5, and 9, Virginia and California, USA.
How My Family Uses the Friend. Our family really loves cooking together. The recipes in The Friend are some of our favorites. We cut the recipes out and we put them in a folder to use all the time. We are so excited when The Friend comes so we could find new recipes to try. Maya, Savannah, and Carson A., ages 8, 4, and 6, Ontario, Canada.
Dear friends, we need your help. You already know that The Friend has lots of great things to learn and do, but your parents might not know. Show your parents this month's Friend, then choose something out of it to do with your family. Thanks for sharing, The Friend. P.S. Please send us a picture of what you and your family did. We'll be putting some of your pictures in each issue. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. You are the Savior's hands. A story is told that during the bombing of a city in World War II, a large statue of Jesus Christ was severely damaged. When the townspeople found the statue among the rubble, they mourned, which means they felt deep sadness, because it had been a symbol of their faith and of God's presence in their lives. Experts were able to repair most of the statue, but its hands had been broken so badly that they could not be fixed. The people added on the base of the statue of Jesus Christ a sign with these words, "You are my hands." When I think of the Savior, I often picture him with hands outstretched, reaching out to comfort, heal, bless, and love. He loved the humble and the meek and walked among them, ministering to them and offering hope and salvation. This is what he would be doing if he were living among us today. It is what we should be doing as his disciples and members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As we extend our hands and hearts toward others in Christ-like love, something wonderful happens to us. Our own spirits grow stronger. We become happier, more peaceful, and more open to the whisperings of the Holy Spirit. Let us commit to become the Savior's hands, that others through us may feel His loving embrace, which means hug. Adapted from You Are My Hands, Ensign, May 2010. End of the section, from the First Presidency, You Are the Savior's Hands, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Van Farnworth.
Give us a hand. When Jesus was on the earth, he loved and served everyone. We can follow his example today. Here are some kids who followed Jesus by finding ways to help.
Cookies and puppets. Our family had a season of service. My brothers and I made puppets for children in an orphanage. We also took chocolate chip cookies to some firemen and cleaned up at a lake. I'm glad we could serve. Tobin P., age 9, Idaho, USA.
Happy songs. In our special day of service, we visited an assisted living center. When we started singing primary songs and other songs, people started clapping and singing along. Some of them even danced. We left hugs and cards we made for them. Leiria District, Portugal.
Better than Christmas. My mom and dad were exhausted from a long day. I washed and put away the dishes and cleaned the floor, table, and counter. Then I cleaned the living room and the playroom. When my mom and dad woke up, they said it was better than Christmas. Cambry G., age 11, Georgia, USA.
Send us your handprint. How many helping hands can we collect this year? Do a good deed and help us find out. 1. Trace your hand on a piece of paper and cut it out. 2. Write about how you followed Jesus by serving someone, or about how someone served you. It can be something big or small. 3. Add a photo of yourself. 4. Ask your parents or an adult to help you send your submission to friend@ldschurch.org or to the address on page 48. We'll be collecting helping hands from now until October 2015. Here are some examples of hands written by children. Anna wrote, "I swept Grandma's porch." Ben wrote, "I collected food for the food bank." Louise wrote, "I read to my sister." End of the article. Give us a hand.
Helping the Savior. These kids helped, and so can you. Turn the page to see how. I bring toys to my brother when he's sad. Benjamin C., age 4, Virginia, USA. I help my mom take dinner to a sick neighbor. Edna L., age 6, Utah, USA. I gather the dishes from the table to help my mom. James C., age 7, Virginia, USA. Gave a homeless person money and a homemade blanket. Haley W., age 10, Utah, USA. I helped Sister Moritzen clean her classroom. Eli A., age 10, Utah, USA. I performed at a fireside to help people feel the spirit. Sarah B., age 9, Virginia, USA. End of the article, Helping the Savior, read by Eden Reinwand.
I Can Play It, Holding Hands Around the World. Words and Music by Janice Cap Perry. There are children singing all around the world, happy voices ringing out the joyful word. There are children glowing with the gospel light, standing tall, walking strong, choosing right. There are children leading out in every land who believe in keeping all the Lord's commands. Like the stripling warriors, we go forth in faith, for we know that the Lord is our strength. There are children sharing all around the world, leading other children to the gospel fold. With the strength of youth, we do the Father's work. With our hearts and our hands, we will serve. We are covenant children with a gift to give. We will teach the gospel by the way we live. With each word and action, we will testify. We believe and we serve Jesus Christ. We are children holding hands around the world, like an army with the gospel flag unfurled. We are led by His light, and we love truth and right. We are building the kingdom of God. End of the article, I Can Play It, Holding Hands Around the World, Words and Music by Janice Cap Perry. Read by Maya Reinwand.
The Secret Weapon by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. Everyone had underestimated what Ivy could do. There is something all can give. Children's Songbook, page 236.
Not Ivy, she's a girl,
Braden whispered behind Adam. But Adam was team captain for dodgeball for the day, and he had made his choice.
I pick Ivy,
he repeated a little louder. Tyler, the other team captain, smirked. Even Coach Garcia looked surprised at Adam's second pick. Ivy looked surprised, too, and then shyly stepped forward. Braden groaned. Ivy wasn't just any girl. She was the smallest girl in the class. She didn't look very fast, and the ball seemed bigger than she was.
She probably can't even lift the ball,
Braden said as Ivy walked over.
Maybe she'll be our secret weapon,
Adam said, trying to sound sure. But that's not why he had picked her. Ivy had once told Adam she didn't like it when they played sports because she was always picked last. The other boys teased Ivy, but Mom and Dad had told Adam that boys should show respect for girls. So he picked Ivy. As he watched Tyler pick the biggest boy in class, Adam gulped. What would this game be like? After everyone was on a team, Coach Garcia blew the whistle, and the teams ran to opposite ends of the court. Coach Garcia handed Tyler the ball, and Tyler scanned Adam's team before he focused on Ivy. He pulled back his arm and let the ball fly. Bam! The ball smacked the ground and bounced without hitting anyone. Adam blinked. Ivy had moved just in time. Everyone around him seemed surprised, but Adam just smiled. Maybe picking Ivy had been a good idea after all. The game continued. Tyler kept trying to hit Ivy with the ball, but she kept dodging and diving out of the way. No one could hit her with a ball. Tyler and some of his teammates were so busy trying to get Ivy out that they didn't spend much time aiming for anyone else. Adam grinned. Ivy's size actually made her better at dodgeball because being small and fast made her harder to hit. At last, Adam's team won the game.
Secret weapon was right,
Braden said.
Ivy's pretty good.
Yeah,
Tyler said.
Next time, she's on my team. We'll win for sure.
Ivy smiled as she walked back to class, surrounded by teammates. Adam couldn't stop smiling as he followed the group. He had been nice to Ivy, and he had helped the other boys respect girls a little more. The greatest secret weapon wasn't a secret at all. It was just being kind. Sidebar. Every person is different and has a different contribution to make. No one is destined to fail. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. Help Them Aim High. Ensign, November 2012, page 60. End of the article. The Secret Weapon by Jessica Larson. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Family Fun Time. Good social skills and manners come from treating other people well. Read The Secret Weapon, page 8, and talk about ways your family members have looked out for others in small ways, like Adam did for Ivy. Role-playing game. Take turns choosing a situation from the list below. Talk about some of the things you might say and do, then act out the scene to practice. 1. You want to work with your friend on a project at school, but your teacher puts you in a group with kids you don't know very well. How can you get to know the other kids better so you can work well together? 2. Your little brother accidentally spills food on his clothes, and your older sister makes fun of him. What can you say to be a good example to your sister and to help your brother? 3. Primary is about to start, and you're waiting for your teacher to come in. You try to talk to your friend, but he's playing on a phone. How can you kindly let your friend know that you want to talk with him? 4. You're playing a game at a friend's house, and another of her friends comes to the door and asks to play. How can you help the other friend feel included? Yogurt parfait. Here's an easy treat you can put together quickly with everyone working together. Be sure to get an adult's help. Mix 4 servings. 2 cups fruit. Try peaches, bananas, or berries. 2 cups yogurt. 1 cup granola. 1. Wash and peel the fruit as needed and cut it into bite-sized pieces. 2. Put 1/4 cup of yogurt in the bottom of 4 cups or parfait glasses. Sprinkle 2 tablespoons of granola over the yogurt in each cup. Top with half of the fruit, divided evenly among the glasses. 3. Repeat by putting another 1/4 cup of yogurt, 2 tablespoons of granola, and the rest of the fruit in each cup. End of Family Fun Time, read by Kara McClellan.
Newsflash
from Matt and Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, you look different.
Have you checked the mirror lately? So do you. And that's not all that's different.
You might notice the handprints on pages 3 and 5. This year, the friend wants you to give them a hand. Literally. Whenever you serve someone, write what you did on a handprint and mail it to the friend.
Also, watch for the monthly Friends Who Care stories. In other news, we older kids are studying the New Testament in primary this year. Now, each issue has a scripture time story and activity to help our family study the New Testament together.
That's great! I'm also excited about the new Articles of Faith page. It'll have tips for memorizing a new article of faith every month. Which is good, because Stretch isn't the best study partner.
And finally, here's your chance to be a detective. Solve the family history mystery each month, and soon you'll be a pro.
Speaking of families, let's share our news report with Mom and Dad. You could share this good news with your parents, too.
End of News Flash from Matt and Mandy.
Aaliyah's New Ring by April N. Perry. Based on a true story. What could be better than a shiny CTR ring? Listen to the still small voice. Listen, listen. When you have to make a choice, he will guide you. Children's Songbook, page 107. Aaliyah twisted the new CTR ring on her finger. At church today, her primary teacher had given everyone in the class a CTR ring. Aaliyah loved the shiny green shield. She took her ring off to show Mom. What does choose the right mean? Mom asked. It means you do what Heavenly Father wants you to do, Aaliyah said. Mom nodded. You choose the right in lots of ways, like when you're kind to your brother and sister, or when you help Dad and me at home. Aaliyah smiled and traced the letters on the ring. She kept a close eye on her ring while she stacked blocks with Ethan and Grace. She liked the way the letters shone. She was careful with it during dinner. She didn't want it to fall into the mashed potatoes. When she helped clear the table, she kept her fist clenched so the ring wouldn't slip off. Mom and Dad were washing dishes when Aaliyah remembered to ask, "Why wasn't Michaela at church today?" Michaela was Aaliyah's newest friend. They'd met at church a few months ago, and Michaela and her mom were planning to be baptized soon. "I don't know," Dad said. "Maybe you could visit her tonight." "Could we take her some cookies?" "Good idea," Mom said. "After Ethan and Grace are in bed, we can take some of the cookies we made yesterday." As they got in the car later, Aaliyah said, "I think I should give my CTR ring to Michaela."
"Are you sure?"
"Well, I guess we could just give her the cookies, but..."
"I know you love your ring, so you decide. Listen to the Holy Ghost," Mom said. "Then follow that prompting."
"But how do I know if it's the Holy Ghost?"
"You'll feel peaceful and happy inside. Why don't we pray about it? If you feel good, then you know that's the Holy Ghost."
"Okay. But if I give her my ring, can I get another one?"
"Yes, but it might take a while to come in the mail." After the prayer, they drove to Michaela's house. "I'll give them the cookies," Mom said as they walked to the door. "I won't say anything about the ring. That's up to you. Just tug on my sleeve if you decide to do it."
Aaliyah twisted the ring around and around on her finger. She thought hard about what she should do. Mom rang the doorbell. Michaela's mom answered and invited them in.
"We missed you at church today," Mom said. "We wanted to let you know we were thinking about you."
"Thank you. These cookies look great. Michaela, come say hi." They talked for a few minutes. Mom was saying goodbye when Aaliyah tugged on her sleeve. Mom looked down and smiled at Aaliyah.
"Looks like there's one more thing."
Aaliyah slid her ring off and handed it to Michaela. "Aaliyah wants to give you this," Mom said. "We prayed about it before we came. She wants you to have it." Michaela put the ring on her finger.
"Thank you."
Aaliyah grinned.
"It means choose the right."
As Aaliyah and her mom walked back to the car, Mom said, "Well, how do you feel?"
"A little sad that I don't have the ring anymore, but glad I listened to the Holy Ghost."
"I'm proud of you, and now you know what the Holy Ghost feels like."
Aaliyah smiled. "Can we get lots of CTR rings, in case the Holy Ghost tells me to give more away?"
Mom hugged her.
"Good idea," she said.
Note: has the Holy Ghost ever prompted you to do something hard? End of the article. Aaliyah's New Ring by April N. Perry. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Family History Mystery. Get ready to be a family history detective. Each month, we'll give you a new detective case to solve. Remember, every good detective collects notes and evidence and keeps them in a safe place. Cut out the label below and paste it on a notebook, folder, or box. Now you're ready to start sleuthing. Good luck. Case number one, the mystery of the heirloom. Dear Detective, an heirloom is a special object that a family can pass down for generations. Find an heirloom in your house. Then ask a parent to help you learn your heirloom's story. Who did it belong to? How did it get passed down? Write down what you find out and put it in your evidence file. Family History Mystery Evidence File. Mystery solved. Smart sleuth tip. Pictures are important evidence. Be sure to include a photo or drawing of the heirloom in your file. Note: print more tags for your sleuth kit at friend.lds.org. End of the article, Family History Mystery, read by Van Farnworth. Connor to the Rescue, by Casey Tross, based on a true story. Through a still, small voice, the Spirit speaks to me. Children's Songbook, page 106. Connor was hot and thirsty. He had been playing outside all morning, and his mouth was dry as he pulled open the back door. A rush of cool air greeted him, and it felt wonderful. He hurried into the kitchen to get a glass of water. As he drank his water, he thought about the red toy helicopter he had seen in the store 2 weeks before. Connor couldn't wait to finally have enough money to buy it. He had been saving his allowance money and doing extra chores ever since he had seen the helicopter. He finished his glass of water and went into the living room to ask his mom if she had any more chores she could pay him to do.
"Mom,"
he said,
"do you..."
"Shh, Connor, wait just a minute,"
Mom said.
"I want to listen to this."
Connor turned to look at the television. On the news, there were pictures of things that had been wrecked. Buildings had fallen down. Streets were full of stuff. And there were people who looked like they were hurt. He saw the word earthquake at the bottom of the screen, but it was in a place he'd never heard of.
"There was a terrible earthquake. Almost everything was destroyed. They have no electricity and no running water, and a lot of people are hurt and need help."
Connor had a funny feeling in his chest. He wondered what it would be like to be thirsty and not have any water to drink, or to be hurt and not have someone to help you.
"Mom, can't anyone help them?"
"A lot of people want to help, but right now it's almost impossible for people to get into the country. Most of the runways and roads are blocked or destroyed."
"I wish there was something we could do."
He felt sad for the people in the earthquake. Then suddenly he had an idea.
"Mom, can we pray for them?"
His mom smiled.
"That's a great idea,"
she said. They turned off the television and knelt on the floor. As Connor said the prayer, the sick feeling he had was replaced with a good, calm feeling. After they said amen, Connor had another idea. He knew how he could help. He ran into his room and found the jar of money he had been saving to buy the red helicopter. He took it to his mom.
"Mom, is there a way to get this money to the people in the earthquake? Maybe it could help get a real helicopter to bring them food and water and maybe even a doctor."
Connor's mom gave him a hug.
"That is a very kind and thoughtful thing to do, Connor. Let's take it to the bishop on Sunday. He'll know what to do with it."
Connor was glad that even though he lived far away from where the earthquake happened, he could still help in a small way. He knew he wouldn't be getting the toy helicopter anytime soon, but he loved the good feeling he had inside. He was glad he followed the promptings of the Holy Ghost to help someone in need.
Sidebar: once I worked really hard and earned money doing extra jobs, I finally saved enough to buy a special doll I wanted. Our stake was helping collect food and money for the food bank. My mom and dad asked if I wanted to donate. I decided to give my money to the food bank instead of buying a doll. I know Jesus wants me to love and serve others. Rachel M., age 7, Ohio, USA.
End of the article, Connor to the Rescue, by Casey Tross.
Bulletin board. Wake up. Start your day with a quick, yummy breakfast. Peel a banana and smear it with peanut or almond butter. Then roll it in your choice of granola, raisins, or crispy rice cereal. Cut it in sections to make breakfast sushi. Courage. Courage includes doing the right thing, even though we may be afraid, defending our beliefs at the risk of being ridiculed, and maintaining those beliefs even when threatened with a loss of friends. President Thomas S. Monson. Be strong and of a good courage. Ensign, May 2014, page 67. fun with friends. Be a good friend by learning to understand how other people are feeling. Write the feelings in the list on slips of paper and put them in a bowl. Take turns pulling out a feeling and acting it out for your family or friends to guess. Here's an idea of what to write on the slips of paper. Happy, sad, hungry, tired, excited, shy. Think of more feelings and add them to the game. Stand tall. I will remember my baptismal covenant and listen to the Holy Ghost, my gospel standards. What can you do to remember your covenants? Give us a hand. Help us in our quest to collect stories of kindness and caring this year. Read about it on page 5, then check back on bulletin board each month for updates. End of the section, Bulletin Board, read by Susie Venable.
The Best Test I Ever Failed, by June Haskell, based on a true story. I definitely had more faith than a little mustard seed. This math test would be a breeze. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? James chapter 2, verse 14. I looked up as my primary teacher asked me to read a scripture. I read, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible unto you." Our teacher held out her hand and showed us a tiny mustard seed. I started feeling excited. I definitely had that much faith, so nothing would be impossible. What a great way to live! The next day, I went to school with big plans. Things were going to be different from here on out. No more working hard for good grades, not with faith on my side. My math teacher walked to the blackboard. "Take out your notebooks. We have a lot to review for the test tomorrow." I wanted to laugh out loud. Why should I bother paying attention? I had faith. I relaxed at my desk and ignored the lesson. Who knew school could be this easy? That night, after dinner, I helped Dad carry dishes to the sink. "Have any homework tonight?" he asked. "Nope." I almost told him more, but I decided to keep it a surprise for now. He'd be so proud of me once he learned how much faith I had. "Wow, lucky you," I smiled. Oh yeah, I was feeling plenty lucky, all right. The next morning, Tia ran over as I got off the school bus. "Hi," she said. "Sorry I couldn't come over last night. It took me forever to study for the test." I raised an eyebrow. "I didn't study at all." "What?" Nathan said. He just joined us. "You didn't?" "Nope. I don't have to study to get an A. I have faith. Just wait and see." My friends were impressed. When I got my test score later that afternoon, though, all my bragging stopped. I got an F. I couldn't believe it. An F, as in fail. What about all my faith? What had gone wrong? I knew my faith was bigger than that shrimpy seed. I hid my grade from my friends. Later that night, I sat at the kitchen table, still confused. Dad sat down next to me. "Something wrong?" I took a deep breath and told Dad the whole story. When I finished, he nodded slowly and said something I'd never forget. "Faith without works is dead." Then, Dad taught me how faith really works. I learned that it's not enough just to believe in something. I have to act, too. That means I still have to do my part. I went to bed that night with my pathetic math test on the floor next to me. I looked down at the big, fat, red F on the top of the page. Dad was right. Expecting to do well without any work is like trying to grow a mustard plant without even planting the seed in the ground. After that day, whenever there was a test, I still had faith. But this time, I had faith that Heavenly Father could help me work hard and study and do my very best. With this kind of faith, nothing really is impossible. End of the story, The Best Test I Ever Failed, by June Haskell, read by Eden Reinwand.
Show and tell. How do you feel when you help others? Write and tell us about it. The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost warns me of things to come, but in a still, small voice not heard by some. It helps me to realize things I did that were bad, which makes me feel ashamed. But by repenting, I am glad. It makes me feel nice when I've done something good. So does my family when I did something I should. It's the most precious gift I've ever got. I want to keep it safe and sound in my thoughts. Sage M., age 9, Arizona, USA.
We were having a fire by the river and were cooking marshmallows. I lost my CTR ring. I prayed to Heavenly Father to help me find my CTR ring. My little sister Isabel found it for me. I said thank you to her. Heavenly Father answered my prayer. Samuel M., age 5, Nelson, New Zealand.
When I was trying out for baseball, I was nervous that I might not make the team. Then I thought of the song, I Am a Child of God. I started to sing it in my head. I did a great job at the tryout, and eventually I made the team. I'm glad that I could sing to calm my nerves and do a good job. Jacob O., age 8, California, USA.
Abigail B., age 9, Texas, USA, had her art show at a museum in New York City. Her art was selected from hundreds of entries from across the United States.
50 primary children from the Littleton, Colorado State, Colorado, USA, helped sort out donations after a flood in Colorado. The children wore Mormon Helping Hands vests and loaded clothes, toys, furniture, household items, and diapers into a large truck. One child said, "It felt good doing something for someone else." Another said, "It makes me happy and proud because this will make a difference in their lives."
My name is Sky Elizabeth, and I will be baptized when I turn 8. When I was 4 years old, I was sealed to my parents, and I still remember that happy, special day. I have a baby sister named Olivia, and I love to sing primary songs to her all the time. I love my family very much. The friend helps me choose the right and learn how to make smart choices, even when something is hard to do. It also helps me learn primary songs even better. I love to look for my own magazine in the mail each month. Sky S., age 7, California, USA.
Connor L., age 5, North Carolina, USA, loved visiting the Raleigh, North Carolina temple so much that he wanted to make a model of it.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Abigail C., age 7, Colorado, USA. Henry D., age 11, Utah, USA. And William G., age 7, England. End of Show and Tell.
New Testament Scripture Challenge. Jesus told a story about a shepherd who loved his sheep and searched for one that was lost. This year, you can learn more about Jesus' teachings in the New Testament. Each time you do the weekly reading on page 26, color in the space for that number. If you read every week, you'll finish by the end of the year. Print more copies of this chart at friend.lds.org.
Weekly Reading Suggestions for the New Testament. Week 1. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25, and verses 57 through 80. Week 2. The birth of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Week number 3, the childhood of Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 2, and Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 52. Week number 4, the baptism of Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, and John chapter 3, verse 5. Week number 5, Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Week number 6, Jesus Christ cleanses the temple, Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14, Luke chapter 19, verses 45 through 48, and John chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. Week number 7, Jesus Christ calls his apostles. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. And chapter 16, verse 15. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Week number 8, the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 36. Week number 9, Jesus Christ teaches about prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. Chapter 11, verses 2 through 4 and 9 through 13. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Week number 10, Jesus Christ heals the sick. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10 and 13. Chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 40. Chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. And chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Week number 11, Jesus Christ and the Sabbath day. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 13. Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 17. Chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And John chapter 5, verses 2 through 16. Week number 12. Jesus Christ used his priesthood power to bless others. Matthew chapter 14, verses 23 through 33. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Chapter 6, verses 33 through 44. Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 43. And Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Week number 13. Jesus Christ performed miracles. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Week number 14. The sower and the wheat and the tares. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, 18 through 30, and 37 through 43. Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20, and Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15. Week number 15, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 14, and Luke chapter 15. Week number 16, the Good Samaritan and the house built on the rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, and Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49, and chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Week number 17, Jesus Christ heals 10 lepers and a blind man. Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19, and John chapter 9. Week number 18, the Good Shepherd. Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15, Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Week number 19, the Unmerciful Servant. Matthew chapter 6, verses 12, 14, and 15, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Week number 20, the 10 virgins, the talents, and the widow's mite. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13 and 14 through 46. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. And Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Week number 21. Jesus Christ raises Lazarus from the dead. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 46. Week number 22. Jesus Christ's triumphal entry and the Last Supper. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26, Luke chapter 19, verses 29 through 38, and chapter 22, verses 15 through 20. Week number 23, Jesus Christ in Gethsemane. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46, and John chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. Week number 24, Jesus Christ is betrayed, arrested, and tried. Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16 and 47. Chapter 27, verse 31. Luke chapter 22, verse 47. And chapter 23, verse 25. Week number 25, The Crucifixion and Burial of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 27, verses 32 through 66. Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56. John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Chapter 15, verse 13. And chapter 19, verses 13 through 42. Week number 26, The Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. Chapter 28, verses 1 through 20. Luke chapter 24. John chapter 20. Acts chapter 1, verses 3 and 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 and 6 and 22. Week number 27, Feed My Sheep. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and John chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. Week number 28, The Day of Pentecost. John chapter 14, verses 25 through 27, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 24, 32 and 33, and 36 through 47. Week number 29, Peter the Apostle. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, chapter 16, verses 13 through 17, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9, Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, and 54 through 62, Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, and 19 through 21, chapter 4, verses 6 through 20, and chapter 5, verses 12 through 42. Week number 30, Barnabas, Ananias, and Sapphira, Stephen the Martyr, Acts chapter 4, verse 32, chapter 5, verse 10, chapter 6, and chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. Week number 31, Peter and Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, verse 1, and chapter 11, verse 18. Week number 32, The Conversion of Saul, Acts chapter 7, verses 57 through 60, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, chapter 9, verses 1 through 30, and chapter 26, verses 9 through 23. Week number 33, Paul's First Mission, Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 11, and 14 through 43, chapter 14, verses 5 through 10. Week number 34, Paul's Second Mission, Acts chapter 15, verses 36 through 41, and chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. Week number 35, Paul's Third Mission, Acts chapter 18, verse 23, chapter 19, verses 1 through 7, 11 and 12, and 20. Week number 36, Jesus Christ Will Come Again, Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, Joseph Smith Matthew, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and 21 through 55. Week number 37, Paul's Letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, chapter 8, verses 13 through 18, and 31 through 39. Chapter 12, verses 3 through 21. Week number 38, Paul's First Letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, chapter 12, verses 4 through 27, chapter 13, chapter 15, verses 20 through 22, and 40 through 42. Week number 39, Paul's Second Letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 18, chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, and chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. Week number 40, Paul's Letter to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 2, verses 16 through 21, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Week number 41, Paul's Letter to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, and chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Week number 42, Paul's Letter to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 1, verses 2 through 11, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. Week number 43, Paul's Letter to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 20, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 16. Week number 44, Paul's Letter to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Week number 45, Paul's letter to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and 14 through 17. Week number 46, Paul's letter to Titus and Philemon. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2. Philemon chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Week number 47, Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Week number 48, Teachings of James. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, chapter 3, verses 2 through 13, and chapter 5, verse 12. Week number 49, Teachings of Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, chapter 4, verse 6, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Week number 50, Teachings of John and Jude. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, chapter 3, verses 10 through 18, chapter 4, chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, and chapter 20, verse 12. Week number 52. Come unto Jesus Christ. He is the light and the life of the world. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, John chapter 4, verses 3 through 14, chapter 6, verses 35 through 51, chapter 8, verse 12, and chapter 14, verses 6 and 15. End of weekly reading suggestions for the New Testament. End of the article, New Testament Scripture Challenge, read by Van Farnworth and Wes Nelson.
Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, by Val Jedwick Bagley. Kimber loves to read her copy of The Friend as she rides the subway to school. Can you find the hidden things below? A paper airplane, an open book, a ruler, a carton of milk, a banana, an apple and an orange, a sandwich, a jump rope, a blue book, a yellow lunchbox, a notebook, a graham cracker, a carrot, celery, a yellow happy face, a pencil sharpener, a pencil, a baseball bat, and a baseball, an apple core, and a bag of potato chips. And a Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, read by Shannon Claire Nelson.
Special Witness, How Can the Scriptures Help Me? By President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. The Scriptures teach us where to go and what to do, give us hope and knowledge, help us gain a testimony of Jesus Christ, give us spiritual protection. Make Scripture reading part of your regular routine, and blessings will follow. If you learn from the Scriptures early in life, you will come to know the path you should walk. From The Key to Spiritual Protection, Ensign, November 2013, pages 26 through 28. Watch Out for Crocodiles, a story from President Packer's life. Ever since he was a boy, President Boyd K. Packer has loved the outdoors and nature. Birds have always been some of his favorite animals. Before he was called as an apostle, he got to go on an African safari. He was excited to see the lions, elephants, and rhinos. It was a very dry season, and there was not much water. There were only small, muddy puddles. The antelopes would come up close to the mud holes, then turn and run away in fear. Since there were no lions around, Brother Packer asked the guide why the antelopes didn't drink. The guide said, "Crocodiles." "Nonsense," Brother Packer said. "There are no crocodiles out there. Anyone can see that." Brother Packer thought the guide was teasing. He did not believe a crocodile could hide in the tiny puddles. The guide drove to another muddy hole where they could watch safely. "There," he said, "see for yourself." Brother Packer couldn't see anything except the mud, a tiny puddle, and the scared animals. Then, all at once, he saw it. Hiding in the mud was a great big crocodile, waiting for one of the animals to get thirsty enough to come for a drink. Brother Packer learned that we should listen to our guides to avoid danger. Following good guides, like the Scriptures, can also help us avoid spiritual danger and temptation. He says, "If you will listen to the counsel of your parents and your teachers and your leaders when you are young, you can learn how to follow the best guide of all, the whisperings of the Holy Spirit." Adapted from Spiritual Crocodiles, New Era, October 2001, pages 8 through 11. Sidebar: Five facts about President Packer. He was born on September 10, 1924. The K in his name stands for Kenneth. He loves to carve birds out of wood. He was a bomber pilot during World War II, and he became an apostle in April 1970. End of the section, Special Witness: How Can the Scriptures Help Me? By President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Van Farnworth.
Doing Something Good with My Time. A True Story, written by you. Clayton W., age 10, Missouri, USA. It sometimes gets really cold and snowy where we live. Sometimes we even get to stay home from school and ride our sleds down a big hill next to our home. One day, when we were getting ready to put on our snowsuits and hats and gloves, my mother said it was too cold and windy to go outside. I felt grumpy because we had to stay inside. I started complaining, and my mother said, "You need to go up to your room and find something good to do with your time." When I got to my room, I thought about what the Savior would want me to do. I decided to memorize the Articles of Faith. When I came downstairs after a few hours, I told my mother, brother, and sisters that I was sorry for being grumpy and that I had memorized each of the Articles of Faith. They were so surprised. I recited each one of them and felt very good that I had put my time to good use. I think the Savior was happy that I decided to learn more about Him with the extra time I had that morning. I am grateful that He has given me a family and the Scriptures to help us learn more about our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. End of the story, Doing Something Good with My Time. Read by Ethan Nelson.
Articles of Faith 1 and 2. 1. We believe in God the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are three separate beings. Heavenly Father is eternal, which means that He exists forever and is perfect. 2. We believe that men will be punished for their own sins, and not for Adam's transgression. To transgress means to break a law or commandment. In the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but they ate it anyway. We are each responsible for our own decisions. We can't be punished for someone else's sins. Articles of Faith in Action.
Articles of Faith in Action. One day, my little brother's friend was at our house. He asked who the picture of Jesus was in my room. He asked if it was Heavenly Father. My brother and I told him it was Jesus. This friend said that Heavenly Father and Jesus were the same person. We told him that Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost were three different people. I was glad we shared a little bit of the gospel with him. Taylor and Owen T., ages 10 and 7.
Memorization tips. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one in purpose, and the Article of Faith 1 is about them. Adam and Eve were the first two people to live on the earth. An Article of Faith, too, is about Adam. This month's challenges. Memorize Article of Faith 1. memorize Article of Faith 2. Use the index or topical guide in your scriptures to make a list of the names we use for Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. If you are tempted to make a wrong choice, pray for strength to do what is right. End of Articles of Faith 1 and 2. Read by Kara McClellan.
Prayer on the Bus by Mitzi Jimenez Ramirez, based on a true story. Sophia felt sorry for the baby. How could she help? Sophia was almost 8 years old. She was getting ready to be baptized. She was learning lots of important things. One thing she had learned about was prayer. She knew she could pray to Heavenly Father any time. She knew she could pray any place. One day, Sophia and Mama decided to visit Papa at work. It would be a long trip. Papa worked in another town. They would have to ride on a bus, then in a truck, and then in a taxi. During the bus ride, Sophia fell asleep. She woke up when she heard a baby crying. A mom and dad with a baby had gotten on the bus. The baby was sick and crying loudly. The baby's parents looked worried. Sophia felt sorry for the baby. She felt sorry for the parents, too. Then she had an idea. She whispered in Mama's ear,
"Could I say a prayer and ask Heavenly Father to bless the baby?"
"Of course,"
Mama said with a smile. Sophia bowed her head and said a silent prayer. She prayed hard. She asked Heavenly Father to bless the baby. She asked him to help the baby feel better and stop crying. Sophia knew that we do not always get what we pray for. She also knew that our prayers are not always answered right away. But in a short time, the baby calmed down. Then the baby stopped crying. She seemed to feel better. Her parents did not look so worried. Sophia felt warm and happy inside. She was happy for the baby and for the baby's parents. She knew Heavenly Father had heard her prayer. End of the article, Prayer on the Bus, by Mitzi Jimenez Ramirez, based on a true story.
For Little Friends, Mommy's Flower Garden, by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Joshua's mommy was sick. She couldn't get up to work in her garden or do anything fun. "I want to help Mommy," Joshua said. "Why don't you pray about how you can help her?" Daddy asked. Joshua knelt down by his bed. "Heavenly Father, please help me find a way to help Mommy feel better." He stayed on his knees until he thought of what to do. He got a piece of paper and some crayons and drew a picture of Mommy's flower garden. Joshua made sure Mommy wasn't sleeping before he went in her room. "I made this picture for you," he said. "Now you can look at your flowers without getting up." "It's beautiful," Mommy said. "Thank you." Joshua kissed Mommy's cheek. He was glad he had done something to help her feel better. End of the section. For Little Friends, Mommy's Flower Garden, by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Scripture Time. Learn about the New Testament together this year. A journey to learn about Jesus Christ. This year in primary, you will be taking a wonderful journey following the footsteps of Jesus and learning about his life from the pages of the New Testament. Your parents will be studying the same scriptures in their classes too. Here are some activities to help you and your family learn more about the New Testament together. Family Talk. Why is it important and exciting to study the New Testament? How will learning more about the Savior help us be stronger? Be sure to give each person a chance to share. Afterward, you could sing The Books of the New Testament, Children's Songbook, page 116. You could also make cards and write the names of the books and place them in order. Song, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 57. Scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Scripture tip. Marking your scriptures can help you find your favorite verses later. You can use a pencil, a pen, or a colored pencil. Underline verses where Jesus is speaking, or just circle the verse numbers. Where Jesus walked, Mary and Joseph came here to be counted by the government. King Herod was jealous of Jesus, so Joseph and Mary took Jesus here for safety. Read Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. After Jesus was born, shepherds came here to worship him. Read Matthew chapter 2, verse 14. Joseph and Mary took Jesus here as a baby and again when he was 12. He stayed behind and taught men in the temple. Read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Mary lived here when the angel Gabriel appeared to tell her that Jesus would be born. The temple built by Herod was in this big city that was surrounded by a wall. This country is near modern-day Israel. When Jesus was a young boy, he lived here with Mary and Joseph. Read Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 49. Learn more. Take turns choosing one of the Where Jesus Walked cards. Read the statement or find and read the scripture. Then match the card with a location on the map. Note, your parents can order a copy of the New Testament for you in English or Spanish for $2.50 at store.lds.org. End of Scripture Time, a journey to learn about Jesus Christ. Read by Dwayne Case.
Scripture Treasures by Patty Johnson. Choose a scripture, read each day. Stop to ponder, find a way. Unlock wisdom from the ages as you read the holy pages. Hidden in these books you'll find treasures for your heart and mind, and you'll learn that they are true, living as they guide you to do. End of the poem, Scripture Treasures, by Patty Johnson, read by Maya Reinwand.
For Older Kids, The Piano Recital by Liesl R. Shurtleff, based on a true story. Pray unto the Father in the name of Christ that he will consecrate thy performance unto thee. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. Nathan slid around in his hard wooden chair, trying to get comfortable. He yanked at his tie and scratched his neck. His clothes were so itchy. It was boiling in this room. This was no time for a piano recital.
Welcome,
Mrs. Kendall said to the audience. Nathan's piano teacher was nice. He didn't mind playing for her, but for all these people? Nathan sat stiff in his seat. He cleared his mind and tried to imagine the room empty.
We're so pleased to have such a large audience,
Mrs. Crandall's voice drained out of Nathan's head. When did he have to play? He looked down at the program. He had to go second. Now he really didn't want to play his piece anymore.
Hey,
Mom leaned down and whispered into Nathan's ear.
Are you nervous?
Not really,
Nathan said. Somehow he thought saying he was afraid would make it worse.
Good. You've practiced really hard. You'll do great.
Nathan slumped down in his seat. What good would all his practice do if he froze up now?
And remember,
Mom said, leaning down again,
it always helps to say a little prayer and ask Heavenly Father for help.
Mrs. Kendall announced the first performer, and the audience clapped as Cassie sat down at the piano. How could she look so calm? Her fingers glided through her song. Nathan's heart was pounding and his hands felt cold and stiff. How could he play the piano if his fingers were numb? Cassie lifted her hands off the piano keys. The audience clapped and Cassie bowed.
And now we'll hear from Nathan Gibbs playing.
Nathan's heart skipped a few beats. He rubbed his hands together, trying to warm them up. He walked like a zombie to the piano. It looked so much bigger than before. Was it bigger? What was it his mom had told him to do? Oh, right. Nathan sat down on the bench and closed his eyes for a moment. Heavenly Father, I've practiced really hard. Please help me perform the way I practiced. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. He took a deep breath, positioned his fingers for the first notes, and pressed down. Nathan couldn't even think what came next, but his fingers remembered. His hands glided through scales and chords as if they had a mind of their own. Oops, one wrong note in that scale. His heart did a little jump, but his fingers kept going, just as he had practiced so many times. Near the end, he felt almost as calm as if he were playing in an empty room. Finally, he reached the last chord and held out the final notes. He slid his hands off the piano and let out a long breath as people began clapping. Nathan beamed as he slid off the piano bench. He quickly lowered his head for a bow and hopped down the stairs.
"Great job,"
Dad said after the recital was over.
"I knew you'd be awesome."
Nathan felt his cheeks go a little red, but he had a warm feeling inside.
"Ice cream for everyone,"
Dad said. His sister gave Nathan a high five. "You were really good."
"Thanks."
"I knew you'd be fine," Mom said. She put her arm around Nathan. "And you played beautifully. There's nothing a little practice can't do."
"And a little prayer."
Mom squeezed him tight. As they walked out of the recital room, Nathan said another prayer. "Thank you, Heavenly Father. I couldn't have done it without thee."
On the first day of school, I was really nervous. My father and I said a prayer together. I went to school with a warm feeling in my heart. I knew that it was the Holy Ghost helping me. I had courage throughout the year. If I had not prayed, I would have felt really scared. I know Jesus lives and we are never alone because He is always there for us. Carson D., age 8, Arizona, USA.
End of the story, the piano recital.
Friend to Friend, Abby's Top 10 List, by Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President. This is the plan of salvation unto all, Moses chapter 6, verse 62. Once, while I was visiting a class of young women, the teacher asked the class to write their top 10 goals in life. Then she asked them to share what they had written. Abby, who had recently turned 12, was sitting next to me. This was Abby's list. Number 1, go to college. Number 2, become an interior designer. Number 3, go on a mission to India. Number 4, get married in the temple to a returned missionary. Number 5, have 5 kids and a home. Number 6, send my kids on missions and to college. Number 7, become a cookie-giving grandma. Number 8, spoil the grandchildren. Number 9, learn more about the gospel and enjoy life. Number 10, return to live with Heavenly Father. Abby had a vision of the plan Heavenly Father has for all of us. When your path is focused on that most important goal of returning to Heavenly Father, you will get there. From Taking Time to Talk and Listen, Ensign, April 2012, page 13.
Your Top 10 List. What important things do you want to do in your life? Put your list in your journal or another place where you can look at it often. As you get older, you may want to update your list.
End of the section, Friend to Friend, Abby's Top 10 List, read by Rena Nelson.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East, North Temple Street, Room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. Or email friend@LDSchurch.org. the following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the Friend online.
Through your eyes, Heavenly Father blesses me by making clouds. They are pretty to look at, make shade for me when it's sunny, and sometimes even make it rain. Laura L., age 4, Utah, USA.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, we find a boy celebrating enthusiastically with his mother how successful he's been with his New Year's resolution. With a calendar on the wall reading January 1st, the boy exclaims, "So far, I've made my bed every single day this year." End of P.S. Read by Charlene Stewart.
Dear parents and teachers, this year, the Friend will highlight how children follow Jesus by lending a helping hand. We'd love to hear service stories from your family. Read, "You Are the Savior's Hands," on page 2. On page 4, we invite children to make a handprint to send to us. We'll share some of these helping hands on bulletin board and show and tell each month. Check page 11 to learn what else is new in the magazine this year. Happy Helping, The Friend. Primary Connection. Look for the colored diamonds on the table of contents to find stories and activities that support primary this month. Find more teaching resources at lessonhelps.lds.org. Family Home Evening Ideas. Family Fun Time. Read The Secret Weapon, page 8. Why does Heavenly Father want us to treat each other nicely? Use Family Fun Time, page 10, to practice being kind. Then make the yummy recipe together. New Testament. This year, children are learning about the New Testament in primary. Read Scripture Time, page 40, to learn about the life of Christ. Use the chart on page 24 as your family explores the scriptures together. Goals. As a family, read Abby's Top 10 List on page 46. Talk about righteous goals we can set. Have each child write down his or her own top 10 list. Family History Mystery. Use this month's Family History Mystery, page 14. Help each child put together a sleuth file to keep track of notes and clues this year. Then talk about heirlooms your family has. Print tags for your sleuth files at friends.lds.org. Topics in this issue: Articles of Faith, Courage, Faith, Family History, Goals, Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, Kindness, Prayer, Respect, Scriptures, Service, Talents, Temples, Work. Order the Friend at store.lds.org. End of the section, Dear Parents and Teachers, read by Dwayne Case.